Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Syrian military said Russian and Syrian jets struck the rebel-held city of Idlib on Sunday in the second day of intensive bombing in northern Syria aimed at pushing back insurgents who had swept through the city of Aleppo. The swift and surprise offensive is a huge embarrassment for Syria's President Bashar Assad and comes at a time when his allies, Iran and its groups, and Russia are preoccupied with their own conflicts. The insurgents are a coalition of Turkey-backed mainstream secular armed groups, along with Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, an Islamist group that is the opposition's most formidable military force. Rebels said on Sunday they had pushed further south of Aleppo City and captured the town of Kansir in an attempt to cut the army's main supply route to Aleppo City. Rebel sources said they had also captured Sheikh Najjar Estate, one of the country's major industrial zones. Israeli military strikes killed at least 15 Palestinians in Gaza on Sunday, medics said, as Israeli forces kept up bombardments across the enclave and blew up houses on its northern edge. This included at least 6 people overnight, including 2 young children who died in the tent where their family was sheltering. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Medical officials said Sunday that the strike in the Mawasi area, a sprawling tent camp housing hundreds of thousands of displaced people, also wounded the children's mother and their sibling. A separate strike in the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt killed 4 men, according to hospital records. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel says it only targets militants and tries to avoid harming civilians, but its daily strikes across Gaza often kill women and children. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it is halting aid deliveries through the main cargo crossing into Gaza because of the threat of armed gangs who have looted recent convoys. This is VOA News. Facing condemnation from the United States and defiance from its own president, Georgia's prime minister praised police on Sunday for cracking down on protesters who he said were acting on foreign orders to undermine the state. The country has been plunged into crisis since the governing Georgia Dream Party said on Thursday it was halting European Union accession talks for the next 4 years, something the prime minister denies.
So we have not suspended anything related to the European integration. It's just a lie. And there are the opposition leaders, there are the media outlets linked with the opposition who are just lying to these people. But nobody has suspended the European integration of Georgia. We are very much committed to the European integration.
Big anti-government protests have taken place in the capital, Tbilisi, for the past 3 nights, and police have fired water cannon and tear gas into the crowds. Russian security official Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday that an attempted revolution was taking place in Georgia. President-elect Donald Trump says he will nominate Kash Patel to serve as FBI director, turning to a fierce ally to upend America's premier law enforcement agency and rid the government of perceived quote-unquote conspirators. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Donald Trump has picked a fierce loyalist, Kash Patel, to serve as FBI director and change the shape of the law enforcement agency. Kash Patel was part of the previous Trump administration, serving as senior director for counterterrorism in the National Security Council. Now he'll head the FBI if confirmed by the Senate. Last spring, Patel showed his loyalty to Donald Trump at the courthouse during the hush money trial in New York.
He is being victimized, but we as a country are being victimized even more by the unconstitutional weaponization of justice.
Picking Patel to head the FBI enforces Trump's view the government's law enforcement agencies require a full overhaul. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Deadly sectarian clashes have continued in Pakistan's northwestern Karam district in spite of a tentative ceasefire struck late last week, local officials said, with the death toll now at more than 130 as authorities try to broker a solution. Polls opened on Sunday in Romania's parliamentary election, where the far right is expected to gain due to uncertainty over whether the shock result in the presidential election will stand. Far-right politician Calin Georgescu won the most votes in the presidential election's first round last Sunday. Georgescu's unexpected success aroused suspicions of interference in the campaign, prompting a vote recount and led to a defeated candidate asking the country's top court to rerun the first round of voting. Adrian Florentino is a voter.
It's a big trap. It's huge manipulation against the interest of our country.
The Constitutional Court considered the situation on Friday, but decided to put off until Monday a decision on whether to annul the first round. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.